Special Officer Timothy O'Brien, Chicago and Northwestern Railroad Police, end of watch October 2nd, 1893. On October 2nd, 1893, Officer Timothy O'Brien caught two subjects riding aboard a freight train as it pulled into the rail yard in Mason City. At this time, one suspect fled on foot, and O'Brien was able to bring the other subject to the freight office. Once inside the freight office, O'Brien began to search the subject when the individual fled outside. O'Brien pursued the fleeing subject and pulled his revolver out at that time. A struggle ensued, and the subject was able to disarm Officer O'Brien and fired three shots, hitting and killing Officer O'Brien. Special Officer Charles E. Krill, Chicago and Northwestern Railroad Police, end of watch, March 17, 1917. On March 17, 1917, Special Officer Charles E. Krill observed 12 men breaking into loaded boxcars at the railroad yard in Des Moines. He sought the assistance of Des Moines policemen W.R. Balius and Pat Farrell, who accompanied him in making the arrests. One of the burglars saw them approach, drew a revolver, and fired at Special Officer Krill, striking him and killing him instantly. Deputy William A. Maxwell, Plymouth County Sheriff's Office, end of watch, November 16, 1919. On November 14, 1919, Deputy William A. Maxwell and his father, Hugh Maxwell, who was the sheriff, had entered the jail to feed the prisoners when one opened fire with a smuggled pistol. Deputy Maxwell was struck once in the head and once in the side as he fell to the floor. 2 days later, on November 16, 1919, Deputy Maxwell died of his injuries. His father, Sheriff Maxwell, was severely wounded. All five escaped prisoners were captured in Morris, Iowa, 2 days later. Deputy Robert McKinley, Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, end of watch, March 13, 1947. On March 13, 1947, Deputy Robert McKinley was on duty and responding to Oakland, Iowa, to investigate a motor vehicle collision. While traveling southbound on Highway 59, south of Avoca, his patrol car left the roadway and plunged into a creek bed. Deputy McKinley was ejected from the vehicle, and he died at the scene. Officer William Elvin Hickman, Indianola Police Department, end of watch, December 6, 1957. In November of 1957, Officer William Hickman responded to a car crash on Iowa Highway 92, four blocks east of Highway 65 and 69 in Indianola. A car full of college students struck a large drainage tile that was in a construction area along a highway. During the investigation of the crash, Officer Hickman manually moved the drain tile to the side of the road unassisted. In doing so, he unknowingly caused internal injuries to himself. Medical tests showed an internal blockage as a result of the heavy lifting. On December 6, 1957, surgery was performed, but a blood clot in Officer Hickman's lung caused his death. Deputy Mark Burbridge, Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, end of watch, May 1st, 2017. On May 1st, 2017, Deputy Mark Burbridge was shot after he and fellow Deputy Pat Morgan transported two prisoners to the Pottawatomie County Jail from the courthouse. One of the inmates attacked the deputies within the jail garage and managed to grab a gun. The inmate then shot both Burbridge and Morgan and stole the police transport van and fled the jail. Deputy Burbridge died from his injuries.